Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Oh, I'm back.
Chris McMichael.
I'm back. On the fan on this Thursday morning. I got you for 3 hours, which is our custom here in the overnights. 5 o'clock, the warm-up show will come your way. We got Fleeks on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. So who are we piggybacking Peterson with? What are we doing? Who are the Yankees throwing game number three? And that's really, like, to me, last night is about what the hell is going on with the starting rotation of both these teams. Clearly, they're in different spots where the Mets are still trying to make sure that they finalize this playoff spot. And I think they will. I understand it's only two games. I understand they lost last night. I understand they've lost 8 out of 10. I understand it's been a struggle for them. I understand it's nothing but solo home runs, a disappointing loss. Peterson was bad. He's been bad. Peterson has been bad. Since the beginning of August, he has the worst ERA in Major League Baseball. He is, right now, someone you no longer consider in that playoff rotation. And I know they still have to get there, and there's 10 days. They have a two-game lead. Everyone except Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Arizona, I guess you don't have the tiebreaker. At least you wouldn't with Arizona if they get to that point. But you get my point. It's still up to 10 to play. I still feel really confident that the Mets are going to find their way. I do. It's hard. Believe it or not, even with 10 games and only a two-game lead, it's hard to blow that. It's not easy. And these teams aren't that good, and they're playing tougher schedules. I still believe in the Mets that they will find a way to get into the postseason. But once there, who do you have faith in? In this rotation, and we're going to get to the Yankees too, because I'm thinking about this as I'm watching the games last night. And I understand, Met fans, maybe you're not with me. Maybe you're still the paranoid Met fan. Maybe you're still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Maybe you're still fed up with this team, and you're not ready to say they will be in the postseason, and you've got to figure it out over the next 10 games. And I get you. And I get you. And clearly, you've got, you know, Tom going today, and couldn't get out of the first inning his last start. Young kid going up against a really good team. You know, it's not going to be easy. You still got the Cubs. You still got a tough schedule. It's not over. But I'm trying to figure out, because we're still chasing World Series, damn it. And for weeks, it's felt like, maybe weeks is a bit strong because, you know, McLean hasn't been here that long. But for a while now, it's felt like, well, okay, that wild card rotation, you've got at least McLean, who's your ace now, he's going to get game one. You've got Peterson game two, and you'll figure out game three. Like, Peterson has been in the mix to be one of the three starters in the wild card. It's been a guarantee. You've got McLean. You've probably got, you know, Manaea and Holmes now, one of those two, and now that they've been put together. And then you got Peterson. You've been relying on the idea of Peterson being someone you can bank on, someone who's going to make a postseason start, and someone where it's jarring. Now it's gotten to the point where it's almost jarring when the manager just dismisses the idea that he won't make his next start. And I understand why, because what else are they going to do? Of course he's going to make his next start. But when you're watching the postgame and the question's asked, he's laughing and you're like, it ain't funny. It's not funny because he's just awful in this game. That fifth inning, I mean, you hit the eight hitter. You walk the leadoff man. And I know he's dangerous. I know Tatis is a good hitter. You can't walk him. Luis Arraez, who again, tell me how great Luis Arraez is. I know that bunt sets up the grand slam. I get it. He's a two-time batting champion. Drive in the run. If that were my team, I'd be furious with that bunt. But it sets up the big at bat for Manny Machado. You get a full count. You got to try and throw something inside the zone. He picks a breaking ball, and that's the game with the grand slam. The offense tries to battle back. Four solo home runs. Another bomb from Alonso's hit three games in a row. Juan Soto hits the home run, damn near just misses one down the left field line, which is frustrating. And then obviously at the end of the game hits a bullet up the middle right off the pitcher in that moment where you thought maybe the Mets could finally, after they put up the graphic, 0-64 after trailing after eight innings, the only team in Major League Baseball not to have at least a one in that first column, 0-64. You get the big walk from Lindor setting up the moment. And not to get on Juan Soto because he's been great. He's having a great year. And over the last 2 months, he has been clutch in big moments. Over the last 2 months, he has had good numbers with runners in scoring position. But it just feels like, and it's part of the conundrum of this season, as he hits his 41st home run, he's having an incredible year. He's turned everything around in that department. It's not a question. It is a typical, if not one of the better Juan Soto years of his career. Great year. But time and time again, it just feels like he comes up with an opportunity to do that special moment, to have that signature impact win for this team. And whether it's his fault or not, because he hit this one on the button, it just hasn't come for him this year. It's puzzling. It's frustrating. And he'll still have another 10 games to find it, and then hopefully into the postseason. But I look at this rotation, and we'll get to the Yankees too, because as I'm watching these two games, like, same thing with the Yankees, right? We know Max Fried is going to get one start, and we'll get to whether or not, I know Evan was talking about today, the order of the three-man rotation you would have in a wild card series, and I have a strong opinion on it. But you know Max Fried's going to start, you know Carlos Rodon is going to start. Who is going to start that third game for the New York Yankees? And you know they're in. They're in. Still trying to secure that again. Still trying to secure those three games at Yankee Stadium. We'll find out if it's against the Seattle Mariners, who I believe it would be right now, or the Boston Red Sox, or the Houston Astros. It could be any one of those three. They're definitely playing a wild card series. They're going to make the postseason. You're hoping it's at Yankee Stadium. But who is that third starter? And on back-to-back nights for the New York Yankees, the two men that we suspect are battling for that third man in the rotation are given big leads against the lousy Minnesota Twins and can't get out of the fifth. Can't get out of the fifth. Whether it's the walks from Cam Schlittler in the game the other night or whether it's the nine hits given up by Luis Gil in this game. It is unacceptable. It's hard to trust. Now, they'll each have another one or two starts, maybe three, over the next 10 games. But it is, because they said that on the post game. That's why I had it in my head. Two more starts, probably, for both of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted
them, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ottavino does a good job set over the next three starts. That's why I had it in my head. It's not. It's got to be only two at 10 games. At max. But like, it's hard to trust. It's hard to trust a starter in a wild card game when they're going out there, and whether it's Cam Schlittler at the end of a long season, minor league baseball into major league baseball, trying to figure it out, throwing harder than he's ever thrown in his life, 100 miles an hour, being wild and not being able to get out of the fifth. Again, against the Minnesota Twins team that is dead, a Minnesota Twins team that traded away everybody, a Minnesota Twins team that has absolutely nothing to play for, and a Minnesota Twins team that the Yankees have traditionally owned like nobody has owned anything ever. And they can't get out of the fifth with a 10-1 lead for Cam Schlittler and a 7-1 lead or 7-2 lead for Luis Hill. Those are unacceptable performances from those starting pitchers, and we're going to pick from the two of them on who's going to be the third starter in a postseason series. But at least that's just one choice. I don't know what the Mets are going to do because Peterson has taken himself out of the mix. Let's be fair. We could talk about he's going to make his next start. We could talk about who he's going to piggyback against. This has not been one bad start. This isn't one unfortunate inning that unraveled with a hit batsman and a walk and a bunt and a grand slam to one of the great right-handed third basemen of this generation. I get it. That's not what this has been. This has been a 7 ERA since August 5th. You've already piggybacked. You don't have enough starters to just start mixing and matching them together. I mean, this isn't the second half. This isn't the second side of Abbey Road where you're just mixing songs together. Yes, it's a Beatle reference. I had to do it. Like, who do you trust in this rotation right now? Who do you trust? Because right now, McLean obviously is, you're going to rely on a rookie to be your game one starter in a postseason series. Your game one starter. Then you're probably going to throw this Holmes-Manaea piggyback situation. That feels like the natural with how well it went the other night. How much you trust both of those guys to at least give you four innings. It feels like that's the combo for a game number two. Who's that third starter? For a long time, it's felt like, well, Peterson's there. That's no longer the case. Now you're looking at Sprout. You are looking at going into a postseason series, a wild card series on the road to possibly go take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. And game one is going to be a guy who's pitched incredibly well, but a rookie going into Dodger Stadium to take on Ohtani and Betts and Freeman. Game two is a combination of two pitchers you don't trust to be one, and then game three is probably another rookie who's made a handful of starts in his major league career. That's where this rotation is. And what's frustrating about last night, and again, you want to win the games, and you want to back up that two-game winning streak, and now you got to go take this series later today with a young kid who couldn't get out of the first inning on the mound, and that's a tough spot. And then hopefully you go take care of Washington. You got more games to play. I don't trust Cincinnati. I don't trust the Giants. I don't trust Arizona, who had every chance to win the game yesterday. Every chance in extra innings against the Giants at home, every chance, and they blew that game. And if you've looked at it, since the moment that the Mets were on the precipice of losing and being out of the division, out of this playoff, and having one of those teams overtake them about 4 or 5 days ago, everything has pretty much broken right for them. Cincinnati can't beat the A's. The Giants lose the last couple games of that series against the Dodgers. Like, everything's broken right to the point where then the Giants beat Arizona yesterday. Like, everything is broken right for them. It's still a two-game lead. Arizona has a very difficult schedule. The Reds stink, and I don't trust the Giants. Like, I'm still confident that the Mets are going to the postseason. But once they get there, I don't know. Like, and then obviously the bullpen as well. You're trying to establish Stanek here because he's been better. He was one of your better relievers in the postseason last year. And he wasn't bad in this game. What, he give up a home run? Like, the bullpen hasn't necessarily been an issue over the last handful of games, but I don't trust him. Part of the reason that the piggybacking is so appealing is that it eliminates a bullpen game. That at the very least, you should be able to get those two pitchers to Diaz. That's half the appeal of it. So you've got a bullpen you don't trust really outside of your closer. You've got a starting rotation that's relying on what Evan Roberts is calling the future of baseball, which is laughable, with the piggyback situation, and two rookie starters to go on the road to take on the defending champs. All right. Peterson not being trustworthy is a devastating blow. It just is. It's a devastating blow. Not having confidence in him to make playoff starts is a real hit to the viability of this team having a run in the postseason like they did last year. It just is. It just is. Now, I don't know Kodai Senga, right? Kodai Senga, hopefully, I think he's going to get one more start in the minors. Maybe he comes up. Could you piggyback the two of them? You know, kind of different pitchers, righty-lefty, same thing as Holmes Mania. Like, I don't know, but I don't feel very good when Peterson's on the mound, and it's been a month. So, yeah, we're all hoping they get in, and I'm the king of it. It's going to be put on my tombstone, along with shave the neck beard. Right next to that is going to be get in, get hot. That's me. I've been saying it forever. Been saying it forever. Saying it about the Yankees, saying it about the Mets. Get in, get hot. But I got to tell you, even though I think they're going to get in, the getting hot part is taking a big hit when the lefty pitcher that I had confidence in over the last full calendar year is now at the point over the last month where he's as bad as any starter who gets the ball every fifth day that there is in baseball. That's a problem. And the idea of starting two pitchers who haven't been good enough on their own that I had to stick them together and two rookies to go take on the Dodgers is, it's not what you want, as we heard all night long from Joe Girardi on the Yankee game. It's not what you want. It's not what you want. And the same thing with the New York Yankees. Yes, you feel good about Max Fried, although he has not been a great postseason performer outside of Game 6 to finish off the World Series, which is a big game. He pitched well on that one. Outside of that, he has not been a great postseason performer. We all know the history of Carlos Rodon for the New York Yankees in big games, although I think this year he's really started to make, you know, inroads into feeling a hell of a lot better about him in big games. But you know what you've got there. You know those are the two guys. They're both pitching well. They both have had great seasons. They're both at the top of the league in wins, which I don't necessarily make as a big stat of a starting pitcher, but for a team, when they're on the mound, the Yankees win as much as when any other pitcher is on the mound for their team. But they're having tryouts right now for the third starter in a wild card series and up against the Twins with big leads. The two main competitors for that final spot can't get out of the fifth. and look rattled and look like the moment's too big for them. Like, that's what it felt like. They can't get out of a jam in the fifth inning against the Minnesota Twins. I'm going to trust them in a big spot in the fourth and fifth inning against the Boston Red Sox or the Houston Astros or the possible MVP. There's 10 games left. Nothing's guaranteed. No one's clinched a damn thing. But I feel pretty damn confident both these teams are getting to the postseason. But right now, I don't know how these rotations look for either of them. I don't know who's the third starter for the Yankees. And the idea of what's coming for the Mets in those three games scares the absolute hell out of me. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. So a little bit of Mets and Yankees and pitching. Obviously, a tough loss for the Mets, even though those two pitchers couldn't get it done for the Yankees. They do win both those games. The offense explodes. Now, again, you were expecting that. You're expecting to beat up on the Minnesota Twins. It is nice to see Grisham kind of break out of his mini slump with three home runs in the last 2 days, including two last night. Judge has been on fire, not a ton of home runs, but hits all over the place, looking like he did at the beginning of the year. Where the home runs weren't on this crazy run, he found it for a time, and that's why he still got 48 or whatever. But when he was hitting 400, this is what Judge looked like at the start of the year. So you got Judge hot, you got Grisham hot, you got Bellinger with another home run. The offense is going to do what it does against the Minnesota Twins. It's going to do what it does in the playoffs. We'll find out. Trust the offense. These two wins were big. You feel like the postseason is pretty much locked up at this point. Just a matter of if they can hold on and figure out a way to get home field advantage. And there's a lot to talk about. Let's see how they play today, because another late night flight into a travel day, into showing up and having to play in another city. We'll see if they actually get enough sleep to perform in the first game of this Baltimore series. But right now, to me, I am looking at these two rotations and trying to find out how the hell I'm going to build any confidence in a three-game series with the third game of the New York Yankees and the entire rotation of the New York Mets. 888-808-1019, outside of McLean, of course. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours as we take you all the way to 5 o'clock. Continue to take your calls next. A little bit of baseball. We'll get to the football as well. Officially, Justin Fields out for the Jets. Andrew Thomas practicing and taking most of the reps for the Giants. Can either of these teams somehow get a victory to save their season?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.